something for the weekend? Good morning, it is Trina Mara here, and we've got our beauty expert Ivana Breen from Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic in Dublin 2 on the line. Good morning, Ivana. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Trina?
So the world has a new skincare problem, and it's called maskne. What is this?
So maskne, it's acne from the masks that we're wearing. And because we've been told that we have to wear masks in public, and a lot of retailers are wearing masks all day long, I'm seeing an increase in this condition whereby people who may not have suffered with acne at all before are now getting breakouts around the area of their skin where the mask is covering their skin.
I suppose as well, with the stress of COVID, people would have been getting flare-ups as well that they didn't have before.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, stress has a massive impact on the skin. But I think even as we're trying to live with COVID now, and the stress levels are, they're still there for sure. We still are anxious about what way things are going to go. But I think the maskne is one of those things whereby it's this warm environment that is created by talking and breathing and sweating within the mask. And that's really creating an ideal environment for bacteria to grow. And if you combine that with elevated hormones because of stress, then that's a prime example of how breakouts can happen. Mm. So even people that had pre-existing conditions and had pre-existing acne are finding that they're breaking out a little bit more than normal as well.
Yeah, I think some people using disposable masks are reusing them time and time again. And that really is not the idea at all.
Exactly. Ideally, you want to be changing your masks every 2 to 4 hours, ideally. I mean, 4 hours is a good, you know, if you're wearing it all day, every day. If you're just popping out to the shops and wearing it while you're doing your weekly grocery shop, obviously you don't need to be changing it frequently. So it's not really these kind of people that are suffering with the maskne. It's more people, like I say, people who have to wear it all day, people in retail, frontline staff, these kind of people are the ones who are noticing it more. Mm. So ideally, you want to be changing the mask every 4 hours at least. Disposable masks are the ideal in terms of you don't have to rewash them, but of course there's the environmental impact then.
Yeah. God, I'm seeing them dumped all over the street.
It's shocking, actually. I was walking down the road the other day with my husband and I noticed it's the new litter, definitely. But with the reusable masks, ideally you want to be looking for cotton material that's not going to aggravate the skin, and to be washing them on a regular basis. So once you wear it for your 4 hours, you throw it in your wash basket and you wash that one too. If you are going to be wearing, using the cotton ones and the reusable ones, you do need to have a few of them to hand throughout the day.
Yeah, and we actually got the ones that have the filter in them. So you just you can change the filter as often as you like as well. So that's just kind of like a little insert, little material insert that comes out almost like tissue paper.
Very good. Yeah, ideal.
So if people are experiencing this on their skin, what can you do for them, Ivana?
Well, there's a few things they can do themselves at home as well. First thing is, a lot of the time with acne, you're going to try and treat it with active ingredients like salicylic acid or retinol, glycolic acid, these kind of things. But with maskne, and if it is because, if you are getting breakouts because of wearing the mask, I would be more inclined to look at it in a different way. I would pare back the active for a period of time and just try to rebuild that hydrolytic barrier on the skin. So this is a natural barrier that your skin has that's there to help protect your skin. It keeps it moist, it keeps it from getting breakouts. Although there's bacteria within that barrier, it's good bacteria that's trying to fight the bad bacteria. So what we want to do is support that hydrolytic barrier. And you can do that by investing in a gentle cleanser and pairing back those more active type ingredients. Okay. So you want to support the skin rather than being stripping it. Mm. Once the skin is in better condition, then you can introduce the more active type ingredients again.
And would you still be using, you know, the moisturisers, the sunscreen, all those things that you always talk about?
Very much so, yeah. Sunscreen, it's something that I've noticed in the clinic that people are saying that they're not wearing sunscreen as much because they feel that the mask is giving them that extra layer of protection. And although it will give you some protection against UV rays, it's not sufficient, for one. And secondly, as you're wearing the mask, inevitably we're taking the masks on and putting them off and taking them on and off throughout the day. So you're actually removing your sunscreen with every removal of the mask.
Yeah.
So you really need to make sure that you are still wearing your SPF on a regular basis, on a daily basis, mm-hmm. even on an overcast, cloudy, rainy, horrible, miserable day.
Yeah. Are people using then the opportunity to not wear the makeup as much? Because your skin sometimes needs a break from makeup as well, doesn't it?
See, I wouldn't agree. I would say that makeup is fine as long as you're cleansing it properly at the end of the day. I think if you aren't very good at cleansing your skin, then makeup is a big problem. But if you want to wear makeup, as long as you're cleansing it properly at the end of the day, there's no issue with acne and wearing makeup. And particularly, I would say, with mineral makeup, the likes of Jerry Nairdale mineral makeup is fantastic to wear when you have any sensitivities or breakouts or anything like that on the skin, because it's very supportive of the skin and it's actually quite healing on the skin. So yes, if you want to take a break from makeup, that's fine. And people have come in and said to me in the clinic that they have noticed their skin has improved because they're not wearing makeup. I don't think it's so much the makeup that causes the problem. I think it's the lack of proper cleansing that causes the problem.
Okay, yeah. Also, it's very important to wash and cleanse your makeup sponges and brushes on a regular basis. I don't think we do that enough.
Oh, yeah. That should be done on a weekly basis. And I know people don't do it on a weekly basis, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A bit of baby shampoo is perfect, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Ivana, tell me, how can we contact you if we'd like to go in and get a treatment done?
So we're on Lower Leeson Street. It's Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic. So you can find us on Instagram, and it's Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic, A-K-I-N-A. And you can also find me on Instagram as Ivana Breen.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Ivana. We'll chat soon. This is Something for the Weekend.
Thanks, Tina.
It's Classic Hits.